I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
Time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Agatha Samoa. In the headlines, President Mills assures government and people of Cote d'Ivoire of Ghana's unflinching support in the democratic journey. SADA launches program to support victims of last year's floods in the north. Supreme Court throws out injunction against J.H. Usua Champon as President Mills' campaign manager. Heads of state at AU summit endorse roadmap for peace and security in troubled areas of the continent. UK and France to deploy Apache attack and Tiger helicopters in Libya. And US Secretary of State pays surprise visit to Pakistan to ease tensions. First, a summary with Mercy Sowah.
President Atta Mills has reiterated Ghana's commitment to assist Cote d'Ivoire in her democratic journey. He said Ghana will show goodwill, love and support for the people of Cote d'Ivoire and called for understanding and cooperation from both countries. President Mills gave the assurance when he received the new Cote d'Ivoire ambassador to Ghana, Bernard Oui Koutoua, at the Castle Ousou. Over 6,000 families affected by floods in the north last year will soon benefit from a post-flood recovery program. The Savannah Accelerated Development Authority, SADA, as part of its mandate, will launch a program at Kogle in Lora District to support families with fertilizers and improved seeds to farmers and the housing rehabilitation scheme. The Supreme Court has thrown out an application for an injunction against a member of the Council of State, J.H. Usua Champon, over his appointment as President Mills' campaign manager in the upcoming NDC presidential primaries. The panel indicated that the plaintiff, the Center for Constitutional Order, failed to articulate its request for the injunctions. Prior to speculations about the move by France to deploy French Tiger helicopters, UK Prime Minister David Cameron has approved the deployment of Apache attack helicopters in Libya. Meanwhile, French President Nicolas Sarkozy has urged Libya's leader Muammar Gaddafi to step down and withdraw his forces. And U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has paid a surprise visit to Pakistan. Her visit is aimed at calming tensions between the two countries. Mrs. Clinton's visit is the first high-level visit since the killing of Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden early this month. Washington has since announced the withdrawal of U.S. troops in Pakistan.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
The news in detail. President John Evans Atta Mills has assured the government and people of Cote d'Ivoire of Ghana's unflinching assistance in their democratic journey. He said this is the time Ghana will show her goodwill, love and support for the people of Cote d'Ivoire. This, President Mills said, calls for a high level of understanding and cooperation from both countries. President Mills gave the assurance when the new ambassador of Cote d'Ivoire to Ghana, Bernard Oui Koutoua, presented his letters of credence at the castle. Our presidential correspondent says a year reports.
The relations between Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire go beyond the economic, political and artificial boundaries that divide them. It was therefore a source of worry to the government and people of Ghana when the country was plunged into a four-month political conflict. President Mills, through behind-the-scenes diplomacy, ensured that President Alassane Ouattara was declared the true winner of the country's presidential poll and subsequently inaugurated, President John Evans Atta Mills was hopeful that Cote d'Ivoire has the potential to bounce back as economic giant of Africa. Thus, will however require support from sister African nations and her development partners.
We know that La Cote d'Ivoire facing a number of difficulties, and with the help of our brothers and sisters, especially in Africa, we should be able to assist you to overcome those challenges and rebuild your country. I'm happy that you are going to be in Ghana and you have the opportunity to witness for yourself the kind of cooperation that the government and people of this country are willing to offer and the way we are conducting ourselves as far as the Cote d'Ivoire issues are concerned. As I said in the past, we are interested in only one thing.
President Mills assured Mr. Kuchua that he will always be available to offer the needed assistance.
Let me also mention that my doors are always open. If there is any issue on which you want to seek my advice, or where you believe that our getting together would yield some positive results, never hesitate in getting an appointment to come and see me. Because these are not normal times, but these are times when we must act in order to restore normalcy to our brothers and sisters in the Cote d'Ivoire.
The Ivorian ambassador to Ghana, Bernard Kuchua, expressed gratitude to President Mills and the people of Ghana for helping to bring peace to Cote d'Ivoire.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Merci, Monsieur le Président. Au moment où j'inaugure ma mission dans votre beau pays, dans ce pays frère, j'ai le devoir de vous renouveler la gratitude du président Alassane Ouattara et du peuple de Côte d'Ivoire pour tout ce que vous avez fait pour aider la Côte d'Ivoire, notre pays, à sortir de la crise que nous avons traversée.
Your Excellency, I'm very grateful on behalf of His Excellency Alassane Ouattara and the people of Côte d'Ivoire to extend to you our heartfelt felicitations and the role that you played in ensuring that Côte d'Ivoire get out of this current problem.
Il me semble de vous dire spécialement merci pour votre implication personnelle dans la restauration de la normalité républicaine en Côte d'Ivoire, car c'est grâce à vos efforts que nous avons pu faire la prestation de serment et que nous sommes allés à l'investiture du président Ayam Soubou.
His Excellency Alassane Ouattara particularly wishes me to thank you very much for your personal involvement in ensuring that the rules and regulations were followed in ensuring that his installation successfully took place.
Mr. Kuchua pledged to work to further strengthen the bond of relations between Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire. Says here, Radio Ghana, Accra.
Also at the castle was a new Ethiopian ambassador to Ghana, Gifty Abesiga Bagugu, who pledged to work diligently to strengthen Ghana-Ethiopia relations. President Mills described Ethiopia as a leader on the continent, and Ghana will continue to work closely with her to promote the unity of the continent.
Ghana and Ethiopia have enjoyed long-standing relationship which has brought to either country a lot of benefits. Ethiopia is a leader in Africa, and we are not surprised that it hosts the AU. And Ghana in particular cherishes its relationship with Ethiopia. I believe that over the years, the ambassadors of Ethiopia can testify the extent to which we have cooperated with them in order to strengthen the already warm relations between our two countries. I'd like to assure you that we'll extend to you the same level of cooperation and support that your predecessors have enjoyed.
President John Evans Atta Mills, the ambassador of Iran, Mohammed Soleimani, the ambassador of Slovakia, Miloslav Hadek, and the ambassador of Poland were also at the castle to present their letters of credence. The Savannah Accelerated Development Authority, SADA, will today launch a post-flood recovery program at Kogle near Nandom to support over 6,000 families affected by the 2010 floods in the north. The program includes providing fertilizer and improved seeds as assistance to farmers who lost their livelihoods during the floods. A housing rehabilitation scheme is also expected to be designed and implemented through an effective collaboration between the National Board for Small-Scale Industries,
the Department of Rural Housing and the United Nations Development Programme UNDP. The policy advisor on SADC, Dr. Sule Gaiba, reaffirmed the authority's commitment to addressing the immediate and long-term needs of the people of the affected areas. He indicated that the move represents the beginning of a long-term engagement where farmers will be supported with improved techniques, technologies and market access for accelerated production of cereals and foods. The ceremony will be witnessed by MPs, ministers of state, traditional rulers and the donor community. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana Accra, the major stories. President Mills assures government and people of Cote d'Ivoire of Ghana's unflinching support in their democratic journey. SADC launches program to support victims of last year's floods in the north. Supreme Court throws out injunction against J.H. Owusu Champong as President Mills' campaign manager. Heads of state at AU summit endorse roadmap for peace and security in troubled areas of the continent. UK and France to deploy Apache attack and Tiger helicopters in Libya. And US Secretary of State pays surprise visit to Pakistan to ease tensions. Please stay tuned.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
Welcome back. The Supreme Court has thrown out an application that sought an interlocutory injunction against a member of the Council of State, J.H. Owusu Champong, over his appointment by President Atta Mills as his campaign manager in the upcoming NDC presidential primaries. The 9-member panel of judges noted that the plaintiff, the Center for Constitutional Order, failed to articulate his request for the injunction. Correspondent Amasewa Bediakon has the details.
The Center for the Constitutional Order sought the interpretation of Article 89 Clause 1 and 89 Clause 2, Sub Clause C. Dennis Ofosuapia, who is counsel for the plaintiff, said the application was also to invoke the jurisdiction of the court to interpret the whole of Chapter 9 of the Constitution with regards to the motion. The suit also against the sitting president of the country, His Excellency John Evans Atta Mills, and the Attorney General sought a declaration that the appointment of Mr. Owusu Champong as campaign manager for the re-election of President Mills was not in line with the 1992 Constitution. Mr. Ofosuapia had argued that the constitutional mandate of the second respondent defendant is to counsel the president in the performance of his duties. His argument also bordered on the fact that Mr. Owusu Champong, in his capacity as member of Council of State, represents the Bronga-Havo region, and any active engagement in partisan politics will amount to betraying his position. The motion sought for an interim injunction against Mr. Owusu Champong, but was put right by the panel after Mr. Ofosuapia had stated that the plaintiffs wanted the injunction served until the substantive matter is resolved. It also sought to restrain Mr. Owusu Champong from continuously holding himself as campaign manager of President Mills' campaign team. The panel of judges, led by Mr. Justice William Atububa, noted that the motion filed did not spell out how the interpretation of Chapter 9 and Article 89 Clause 1 is related to the affidavit in support.
Amasewa Bediako's report. Following the Judges and Magistrates Association's referral of 4 lawyers to the General Legal Counsel to substantiate the allegations of corruption against them, some judges have decided not to hear their cases. Many, including the Executive Secretary of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vitus Azim, have expressed the view that the judges erred in their decision to boycott cases brought by the 4 lawyers. Our correspondents, Amasewa Bediako and Beatrice Opong, sampled views of some clients of lawyers on the stand taken by the judges.
The 4 lawyers are Dr. Raymond Atuguba, David Annan, Abraham Amaliba, and Larry Bimi. Some arguments raised include the fact that there is no justifiable reason for persons patronizing their services to be denied justice. Some have expressed the opinion that the decision by judges not to hear cases of the four lawyers amount to abuse of power. There is, however, another school of thought that disagrees with this assertion. They argue that where a judge finds himself in a position where it appears he cannot deal with a lawyer fairly, the judge has a duty to recuse himself from the case. And since the judges feel their integrity has been impugned, it is only fair that they put aside cases where the four lawyers are concerned to ensure fairness. Radio Ghana's correspondents sampled opinions of some people who patronize the services of lawyers.
The judges arrived in their decision not to listen to these lawyers. It was the perception that there is corruption in the judiciary is going on for a while. I think the allegation that the other lawyer made is too strong. If he can't prove it, fine. But if he cannot prove it, going ahead to make such a strong allegation against our judges impinges on their integrity. It's gone on for a while. Former heads of state and other government functionaries have been making all those allegations without any proof. So I think it's time they are put down, and I think they've taken their step in the right direction.
I think the decision taken by the judges and magistrates in respect of the four lawyers' comments in public is not acceptable, because some of us are clients. We have nothing to do with those statements. More importantly, we are not part of the legal. The lawyers or the judges should have understand that the cases being handled by the four lawyers are not their personal cases, but citizens who deem that the law is the only alternative for them to redeem their cases. And if judges are taking this thing, that means that the citizens have no hope of getting justice in the court.
As a client, but I'll feel very embarrassed in a sense that the case would undue delay, because I do not know when the judicial service will come out with their investigation. It could take period, it could be faster. But who knows?
Those were views expressed by clients of lawyers on the decision by judges to boycott cases of the four lawyers. The Institute of Economic Affairs Constitution Review Coalition has suggested that ministers should henceforth not be appointed from Parliament. This would ensure that parliamentarians fully concentrate on their work while ministers focus on ministerial work. Briefing the media in Accra, the chairman of the coalition, Professor Justice A.K.P. Kluge, suggested that MPs who are later appointed as ministers must resign from Parliament on the omission of provisions on a defecting president or an inoperative vice president. The coalition recommended that if a president leaves his party, his position shall become vacant. But when the vice president's position becomes vacant, the president shall appoint a new person in consultation with the Council of State and with the power approval of Parliament. This, the coalition hopes, will help avert a likely constitutional crisis. The coalition holds the view that there is no need to place a ceiling on the number of ministers. This is because any attempt to limit the number will be difficult to enforce, since there will always be a way that the president can make extra appointments without necessarily calling the ministers. The medical superintendent at the La General Hospital, Dr. Patrick Frimpong, has described as unacceptable the rate at which some major hospitals refer patients to the La Hospital. He said the excuses given on the referral notes of patients are flimsy, since most of these hospitals are more endowed than the La General Hospital. This development, he said, has brought unbearable pressure on the hospital, as it is fraught with some challenges. He spoke to Abigail Labi.
It's becoming quite unbearable. Previously, it was a bit thin on the ground with respect to the referrals, but of late, for the past 2 to 1 month, it's becoming very difficult. And there's no problem or no harm in sending a patient to a facility when you don't have the know-how to deal with the patients. It's acceptable as part of the management of the patient. The referral is part of it. But the reasons for referral are something that I don't want to accept, because the Ghana Health Service have various ways and various reasons for referring patients to another center for any reason. But the reasons are quite a bit difficult to accept.
Can you take us through some of these reasons?
Some of them say that they don't have gloves, no water, theater is not working, and all kinds of unnecessary things. And it's becoming very difficult for us.
You find these reasons petty?
We don't have gloves. We don't have gloves as well, but we'll find a way of keeping the patient inside and take care of them. Getting gloves shouldn't take anything difficult, because of we have to send the person to a center.
The medical superintendent at the La General Hospital, Dr. Patrick Frimpong, talking to Abigail Labi.
Economic activities at the district and local levels will soon receive a boost through the development of a national framework for local economic growth. The framework seeks to identify money-generating avenues in the districts, develop them, and build their financial capabilities. In line with this, a National Advisory Council has been inaugurated in Accra to guide and support the formulation and implementation of the local economic development policy. Doreen Apofo was there and has filed this report.
The National Advisory Council on Local Economic Development is made up of 13 members and technical committee and is chaired by the chairman of the National Development Planning Commission, P.V. Obeng. Its responsibility will be to provide guidance and policy direction for LED, develop strategic partnership in support of the LED process, liaise with government for technical and financial support for LED, and lead a dialogue for the LED process. The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ofosuan Pofu, said Ghana's development process has not reached the desired level because people prefer to invest in cities than rural areas. He said if the country is to create wealth, then rural businesses must be strengthened to unearth the potential of various localities and team up with the private sector for development. This explains why government has come out with the local economic development policy.
The benefit is that if you are living in a village and agriculture is the potential of that area, we are now going to look at how we can harness that potential. If it is irrigation, if it is modernization of agriculture, there are some areas that you go and see that there is clear deposit in the district. For all these years, no attempts have been made at developing that clear deposit into the production of things. With this, we'll look at the visibility.
Mr. Fusuan Pofu also explained how the policy will be monitored and evaluated.
The Ministry of Local Government is a ministry of oversight responsibility. Our regional coordinating councils and the district assemblies will be used, and we have a system of coordination, monitoring, and evaluation, and we're going to follow the same procedure for the monitoring.
The chairman of the advisory council, P.V. Obeng, gave the assurance that the council will work diligently to promote the decentralization agenda.
Doreen Amper for reporting. As part of its mandate, the National Buffer Stock Company has released stockpiles of maize onto the market to help ease the unusual price increase that has been created due to speculative buying. Addressing a news conference in Accra, the chief executive officer of the company, Eric Osewusu, said it is their belief that the Ivorian crisis, the recent unrest in Burkina Faso, and the rising world price of maize have contributed to panic buying on the market, leading to an increase in prices of the commodity. He announced that to make the prices of maize affordable to all, they have decided to peg the price for a 50-kilogram bag of clean white maize at 27 Ghana cedis, 50 pesos, as against prices ranging from 56 Ghana cedis to 80 Ghana cedis per 100 kilograms in the major maize markets in the country. Mr. Simpson said the company has initiated moves to sell directly to workers, poultry farmers, and other users of the commodity. We'll be right back.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are total.
Now to the foreign news. Heads of state at the AU summit have endorsed the roadmap for peace and security to ensure perpetual unity in Libya and other countries experiencing political unrest. They have also called on NATO and other international organizations engaging in airstrikes in Libya to immediately discontinue the acts and rather forge ahead for unity between Colonel Gaddafi and the rebels. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Alhaji Mohamed Mumuni, who briefed journalists after a night-long closed-door session, said members also commended Guinea, Niger, and Cote d'Ivoire for adopting redemptive measures for democracy and its tenets of good governance and the rule of law. Vice President John Dramani Mahama, who led the Ghanaian delegation, was part of the leaders that endorsed the roadmap of immediate ceasefire in Libya and the entire North Africa sub-region. UK Prime Minister David Cameron has approved the deployment of Apache attack helicopters in Libya prior to speculations about the move after France said it would be deploying French Tiger helicopters. French President Nicolas Sarkozy has led Libya's leader Colonel Muammar Gaddafi to step down as all options are open. He said this does not mean Colonel Gaddafi needs to be exiled. However, options will be limited if he does not step down and withdraw his forces quickly. President Sarkozy made the statement at the two-day meeting of leaders from the G8 group of wealthy nations in France. The U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has arrived in Pakistan on a surprise visit. This is the first such high-level visit to Pakistan since the killing of Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden by U.S. commandos in an operation in Pakistan earlier this month. The visit is aimed at soothing tensions between the two countries. It comes a day after Washington announced it was withdrawing a number of its troops from Pakistan at Islamabad's request. And now, Mrs. Sowa with editorials of the papers.
The decision by the Association of Magistrates and Judges to boycott cases brought before them by four lawyers for describing the judiciary as corrupt constitutes the editorial of the Daily Graphic. The Graphic believes that the decision, apart from flagrantly violating the rights of these individuals, defeats the objectives of the Ghana Bar Association to champion the rights and fundamental freedoms of every Ghanaian. The Graphic recalls numerous statements by the Chief Justice, Mrs. Justice Georgina Wood, on the damaging impact of corruption on the country's judiciary as testimony to the creeping nature of the menace in the judiciary. The paper calls for the creation of a level platform for all Ghanaians to air their views devoid of animosity. And that ends the Daily Graphic editorial.
To end the news, the main points again. President John Evans Atta Mills has assured Cote d'Ivoire Ghana's assistance in the democratic journey. 6,000 families affected by the 2010 floods in the north will benefit from the Savannah Accelerated Development Authority's post-flood recovery program, which will be launched at Coughlin and Dome today. The Supreme Court has thrown out an application that wanted an injunction against a member of the Council of State, J.H. Obuse-Champon, over his appointment as President Mills' campaign manager in the upcoming NDC presidential primaries. The UK and France are to deploy Apache attack and Tiger helicopters to Libya. And the US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Pakistan on a surprise visit to ease tensions following the killing of Al-Qaeda's leader Osama bin Laden Day earlier this month. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana in Accra.